I'm actually thrilled with the input that we've gotten from this group. I think it's been well thought, insightful, very specific. That's what I always look for in these focus groups. I love to hear things that are specific to the district when we say, what are we looking for in a superintendent? The things that they gave us here are very much we need because of, you know, where they see the district at this point, which is wonderful, and that's the best possible feedback to give back to the board.
One of those things mentioned a couple times was tradition. How important can that be?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. What I'm very clearly hearing here is that if the board were to bring in a candidate that does not honor that tradition or really take it to heart, that's going to be a rough road with this community. They're saying very clearly that whoever comes in needs to learn what those traditions are and understand the importance of those traditions to the community and work within that, or there could potentially be issues between the community and this candidate.
Early on, you mentioned the achiever, mm-hmm. like the profile of the different candidates. What goes into that?
Well, that actually is pretty involved. The company that we work with on that has been doing these leadership assessments for some time. I'm very familiar with them because prior to OSBA, we used them in the corporate world where I was. But the important thing about the achiever as we use it is a team of people, administrators, former superintendents, board members, everybody came together and created kind of the profile for the perfect superintendent across the many categories that the achiever tests, so that it can actually be measured in a Stainine fashion, and you can very easily see for each of the candidates where they fall in that profile. And so it's a great reference and knowledge for the board before they actually deliberate and make a final decision.
Okay. And then one more time, if you could just kind of take us through the timeline here.
Okay. Timeline is middle of September, I met with the board, and we talked through their needs for the superintendent search, created a profile and a brochure. We've launched the search shortly after that first meeting. And it's going to close in terms of recruitment October 31st. I'm going to meet internally with my team of screeners on November 4th. November 5th, I'll be back here in the district to bring the results of that screening back to the board. And the board will make its decision on who the first round interviewees are going to be. Following that, then there'll be kind of an extended time because we're going to get past Thanksgiving and you know, one of the challenges is a big educational conference that we do in the second week of November. So beyond all of that, then they're going to come together with their finalists and have a second round interview process. Board would hope to make their decision at the January meeting.